Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 12th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,000 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,400 meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to east. Avalanches can be released by a single winter sport participant. Mostly they are medium-sized. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,000 meters. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. They are difficult to recognize. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. As a consequence of new snow and a moderate to strong wind from southwesterly directions, mostly small wind slabs will form adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. These are in some cases prone to triggering above approximately 2,400 meters. And now the snowpack. Some snow will fall in some regions. The sometimes strong wind will transport the snow. The fresh wind slabs will be deposited on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack at elevated altitudes. This applies in particular on northwest, north and east facing slopes. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,000 meters. Below approximately 2,000 meters as well as steep sunny slopes, the snowpack is fairly homogeneous and its surface has a crust that is barely capable of bearing a load. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Friday, the 13th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.